We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 107. I am Amory from mytakeontv.com, and I survived an earthquake.
I'm Jason the TV-holic from tvholic.com, and no earthquakes here. And back with us this week,
I'm Ray from the internet.
And Ray from the internet is going to
experience... I still don't
have
a website to give you, so just the internet.
You're going to have a hurricane this weekend. Listen, Ray and I almost died together in a car last weekend because the rain was so bad that, like, I couldn't see through my windshield, yet I continued to drive because there was really nowhere else I could go on New Jersey's Route 42. And we made it to the airport in time for a black cloud to engulf us and almost kill us. It was like the Death Eaters were there. And then I had sunny skies my whole drive home.
Of course she did. And I was delayed for 5 hours after the
rain. Ray was delayed for 5 hours.
There was no rain while I was delayed, for the record.
But it sounds like it was following you around, though.
It totally was.
The sort of...
It totally was.
Black cloud, or...
Because it didn't start to pick up until we left the place we were.
It had started to rain before we left.
It had started to rain. It had not started to...
Because we were like, oh no, it's getting worse.
Rain cats and dogs and then try and kill us. Anyway, in news.
News this week?
I'm on it. Adult Swim has ordered a fourth season of Children's Hospital. Yay! Love Children's Hospital. Show's absurd. In the best way possible. And in other renewal news, MTV has renewed Awkward, period, for a second season. Also very good news, because I love that show. And AMC has finally officially picked up 16 more episodes of Breaking Bad to probably be split into 2 more seasons and be the final season of it. And that's about it. So that's our news. And TV on DVD for this week. There's a lot of stuff coming out this week, guys. A lot of it.
There is.
And I picked season 3 of Sons of Anarchy on DVD because... Whether you like the Irish story or not, Sons of Anarchy is just really well done, and you should be watching it.
And that leg of the story needed to be told anyways.
It needed to be told. They got it done.
It's just, I think the real debate is how they decided to tell it.
Yes.
Maybe it was strung out a little bit longer than it needed to be. But anyways, I didn't dislike it as much as some out there. I still thought there was a lot of good stuff within that.
Right.
But, yeah.
And then, what does everybody
else
pick?
Get on top of that and get caught up if you haven't.
Yes. Oh, you could win a copy on My Take on TV pretty soon. Actually, I was supposed to post it today and I didn't. So tomorrow, Wednesday, this will go out after it's already posted. Look for My Take on TV to be giving away some Sons of Anarchy Season 3 on DVD.
And same at TVholic.com.
And Ray from the internet could not care less.
She could enter.
That would require me to care about the show.
Right.
Which, sorry, Amory.
I know.
Do not care.
You don't like good TV.
I like Kurt Sutter, but I don't care about his show.
All right, so my DVD pick is Cougar Town, Season 2. It's coming out.
Hey, look, another show Ray doesn't watch.
I watch it, I just don't like it.
She watches it, she hates it.
She watches and complains.
Clarify. I watch it, I just don't find... I don't see what's... as funny about it as everybody else does.
But you keep trying?
I keep trying. I probably won't this season, though. But I did keep trying last season. And I do laugh occasionally. I just don't find it quite as funny as everybody else does. I don't think it's the masterpiece that everybody else thinks it is.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff coming out. But for me, as I've mentioned before, the stuff that I find rewatchable and that I would actually buy at some point on DVD are sitcoms. And so Cougar Town is my pick.
Oh, I buy whatever they put out, man. Yeah. I buy everything on DVD. You should see my wall.
Gotta create that wall. Heading towards the DVD house.
Yes, the DVD house. It's gonna go with my Froyo house.
My pick is season 2 of The Vampire Diaries.
Which I think is hysterical, because... all of a sudden, Ray's a huge fan of The Vampire Diaries and even suggests that you buy it on DVD.
I am, and I thought last season was really good, so I think you should, I mean...
From the beginning of season one of not watching it to finally catching up before season two...
recommending the DVD.
Catching up because everybody wanted her to, and then started liking it.
It's true.
What, in the... Yes. What, in, like, the second half of the first season, really? Is when you started,
Yeah, I guess so, because we finished watching it, like, the last few episodes. Maybe the last 3 or 4 episodes. Maybe even the last 2 episodes watching it live. Because then we were like, well, what are we going to do now? Because we had been watching it, like, back-to-back to catch up. So it was, like, a serious marathon of Vampire Diaries. And then all of a sudden it was over for the summer, and we're like, huh, what are we going to do?
And then now, recommending season 2, That is quite the turnaround, and also the reason why sometimes you got to try a show out a little longer than the first episodes. Okay, so on to our ABC fall preview, and we'll start off with Sunday nights, which are completely different. It'll start off, America's Funniest Home Videos returns on October 2nd, and Once Upon a Time... and a new show, followed by Desperate Housewives and the new show Pan Am, all start on September 25th.
I will be watching Pan Am, because I really enjoyed the pilot. Like, really enjoyed it. However, Once Upon a Time, oh God. So oh God.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it at all.
I actually liked Once Upon a Time. My only question is, how long can it go? I think the story idea is interesting, but the way that it's told in the first episode that sets things up, it's how long can you go with it before... So I'm interested to see a couple more episodes to see what they're going to try and do after the pilot.
I didn't like it at all. I thought the acting was horrible. I thought that the writing was horrible. And I will barely be able to get through a second episode, I feel. But... I do know that they have some people that I like writing for it now, so maybe I'll change my mind.
Maybe they'll find that new direction.
I liked it, for the record, people out there. I didn't think it was nearly as bad as Amory is making it sound.
I hated it.
But I will say that I do enjoy stories, minus Grimm, about fairy tales. I actually don't know that I will like or dislike Grimm. It's just not, I don't want CSI of fairy tales. But I liked the setup of the story, so it's my kind of story in that regard. So,
I thought they did a really good job. I thought it was really clever.
I think we were watching two different shows.
You do sometimes get the opposite.
We do. We get opposite shows from what other people are watching. And in this situation, I got a different pilot than you did because I wanted to bomb my computer.
Did you? Yeah. Apparently. Amory logged into a completely different ABC media site than we did.
I did, probably.
Well, let's see. What did you think of Pan Am, Ray?
I love Pan Am.
I know, but I'm asking Ray.
I did not see Pan Am, so I have no opinion whatsoever. I just didn't finish watching the pilots before they took them down the first time. And then they put them back up, but I've been busy all summer. And obviously, I haven't been blogging either. So I really shouldn't have access to them anyway, but I still had access for a little while, and now my account has been disabled, which, for the record, is perfectly okay with me, except that I still get the emails. That's just annoying.
Telling you what you can't watch anymore?
Exactly. Which is especially annoying during the Disney, the
D23. Oh my God, they were nonstop!
Because I really didn't have access either. So anyway, regardless... I did not get to watch Pan Am. Like, I started to watch it, and then something happened, and then by the time I went back to it, they had already taken them down. So I liked what I saw, like the small bit I saw, but it's also not really – like, I have some personal things about Pan Am. That sounds bad, but I mean, like, good things. Like, I flew Pan Am a lot when we lived in Germany and we came over for 2 weeks during the summer. So we flew Pan Am a lot. So I have, like, warm and fuzzies about Pan Am because it was my airline for so long. So in that regard, I'm looking forward to watching it, but it's kind of like that kind of drama that I don't really get drawn to, so I'm not really sure if I'll stick with it, but I will give it a shot. and I liked what I saw.
I like Pan Am. I'm interested to see where it goes. I think that it's interesting that they threw in a little extra with the using them as like spy carriers on top of just the regular relationship type drama and stuff like that that'll go on. So it has an extra little hook that I'm interested in.
Yeah, I think it was really good.
All right.
And it's definitely on my list. And I haven't watched Desperate Housewives in like 12 years, so I'm not watching the final season.
So you stopped watching it before
it started.
Like 3 years before it ever came on. Awesome.
Yes.
So Mondays will be Dancing with the Stars as of September 19th, and that'll be followed by Castle as of September 19th.
I'll be watching Castle.
So will I. Looking That's forward to it. The return of that, just to see how they come back.
If she survives, you mean?
Yeah. I really want to know. I've been keeping away all spoilers, you know, not reading anything about it, because I don't want to know if she lives or dies.
Wow.
No, that's not true. I mean, hello, she's not going to die.
Right.
Okay, so Tuesdays. Tuesdays will be new comedy Last Man Standing as of October 11th, and that'll be followed by new comedy Man Up. Note, I'm putting comedy in quotes, in case you were unsure. As of October 18th, and that'll be followed by the Dancing with the Stars results show as of the 20th. Well, actually, the first couple weeks there, it'll ultimately be followed by the Dancing with Stars. The first couple weeks there on the 20th they'll be doing 2-hour episodes on both Mondays and Tuesday nights or whatever.
Right.
Milking that for all it's worth. And then that'll be followed by the return of Body of Proof as of September 20th. And then once Dancing with the Stars comes to an end and The Bachelor kicks off in sometime in November, Tuesdays will add 2 more comedies. Cougar Town will return and new show Apartment 23 will appear.
So I'll be watching... I already forget what's happening. I'll be watching... Well, here's the thing.
Last Man Standing, you guys all know Man Up.
State of Georgia is like my favorite show on TV right now, so I don't like good comedy these days. I will definitely be watching Last Man Standing because I love Tim Allen, and that's enough for me. I couldn't care less about.
Of all the sort of, I don't know, the man-centric comedies, like they also have Work It coming later on.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't mind... I thought Last Man Standing is the best of the bunch. I think it'll probably do well. It definitely fits Tim Allen. I mean, it's right up his alleyway with the type of comedy that they're going for. And I laughed a bunch of
times. Yeah, because it's kind of Home Improvement with 3 daughters, which Home Improvement was one of my favorite shows, so I'm okay with that.
That's who I think will watch it, by the way. I mean, I will watch it as well. I liked it. I like Tim Allen.
Who's going to watch it? Home Improvement fans?
Yeah, like Tim Allen fans. I think he actually has several out there who will...
Yeah.
Be waiting.
I mean, the Santa Claus is making money for some reason.
Exactly. What is Man Up about?
Manning Up, right? It's about Blair Underwood.
Well, Man Up is the...
What is it, really?
Is this year's entry into the Relationships at Different Stages comedy?
Yeah.
Okay, is this the one with the guy... They have the basketball game?
Yes.
Yeah, and
What's Your Face left Necessary Roughness for this one?
Yes.
All right.
All correct.
Although she may...
I didn't like it, for the record.
She may be coming back from
yeah, from she'll Paris. Be back to Necessary Roughness pretty soon.
She may be coming back from Paris. That relationship might not work out. I didn't really care for this one. I thought it was too much like Traffic Light, which
I thought it was too much like Horrible.
I liked Traffic Light.
The same sort of relationship areas, but they also had that same thing with, instead of talking to each other on their phones... They all talk to each other across their video game chat while they're playing their, you know, Xbox or whatever. And I just didn't find...
I mean, that is how my brother and his friends, like...
Yeah, I actually think that one is more realistic than guys talking on the phone on their way to work or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just didn't find it all that funny. I just...
No, me either. It was terrible.
I still think there is somewhere... There is a multi-stage relationship comedy that can be funny, and they keep trying, but they haven't really...
Nailed it?
Well, Rules of Engagement has lasted quite some time.
I think Happy Endings, actually.
Happy Endings does it quite well.
Yeah, I don't really...
Like, it's not sold that way, but yeah. That's what it is. Like, it's a relationship that broke up. So there you have that. They don't have that other one, the in-between boyfriend and girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah, well, they kind of have the will they, won't they. They have the Ross-Rachel relationship with the married couple, and then they have the single guy.
Anyway.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is, but I guess maybe what helps it out is that it didn't get sold that way.
Yeah, exactly.
So it didn't really go into that set of stuff. So what about Apartment 23?
I liked it. I mean, I can handle Kristen Ritter in small doses, so... I mean, I might need to see a second episode to decide if I actually
22 minutes
love her.
Is about the right amount.
But I liked it. And I think James Vanderbeek was fantastic.
Well, see, that's the thing, is I actually thought that the episode worked really good as, say, like a short film. But a lot of what I laughed at were the James Vanderbeek jokes. And once you've done those in an episode or two, those are tapped out. And so I'm interested to see in future episodes where they go for comedy with this sort of weird little group that gets created here.
Mm-hmm. Ray, what'd you think?
I liked it. I will watch another episode or two to see how I feel about it overall. Because I also can only take Kristen, which is, I don't know how to say this, because I like Kristen Ritter, but I think she can get grating and quick.
Yes.
So, and not just, I mean, in within 22 minutes, she can get grating and quick. So it kind of depends on how they write her. So, I mean, going to need to see a little bit more of her before I decide. Like, she was already starting to change a bit, and that was good for me, because when she was the first character she was in the show, not the first character she was, but the first side we were seeing of her was a bit to take. So, but she was already changing, so I think I probably will be able to take her as a character. I just need to see a little bit more. And I think I do need to see what kind of comedy it is, because all they set it up is to be basically roommates, so...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just going to be typical roommate type stuff. I'm not sure, because that's, you know what I mean? We don't really know any further about how they're going to go with the show. So I'd kind of like to check it out and see.
Right. So there we have it.
Okay. So on to Wednesday.
Wait, before you mention anything, Wednesday is the most looked forward to television night for me from ABC. A
little preview.
It's a little preview for everybody.
Okay. So ABC Wednesdays starts off with The Middle as of September 21st. And that'll be followed by a new show, Suburgatory, as of September 28th, and then Modern Family as of the 21st, and that'll be followed by Happy Endings as of the 28th, and that'll be followed by closing out the night with new show, Revenge, starting September 21st.
Revenge is one of those shows where I liked it. I was actually very surprised at how much I liked it, but I also found myself thinking, where does this go? What happens in
the first season two?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm interested in what kind of timeline they put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is a season going to be a year, or is a season going to take place over, you know...
I'll say this, if they don't come to some resolution before the end of the season, that would be... I don't know that I would stick around for season two of the same storyline. Because it's a bit much to take. Like, it's kind of a heavy...
Right.
Like, the constant need for revenge, that would be a lot for me to have to take for more than one season. So if they don't have something change within a season, I would probably not watch a second season. As I told Amory when I watched it, I felt like it was actually the perfect kind of summer show. Like, it could have run during the summer, like, been a smaller season during the summer and been perfect. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, if it actually played as a take down one person a week type of thing off that photo.
Kind of, yeah. But just in general, like, I felt like it fit. It kind of has a summery feel because that's what they're there for.
Yeah,
they're in the Hamptons for the summer. So
yeah, kind of like Royal Pains pretty much takes place during the summer.
Yeah. So like that kind of, if they had done that, but they didn't, so it's fine. But I really liked the show. I really like her. I'll just be curious to see kind of where they go with it. I too don't really see. I could see it. Like, I could see something happening during that season that causes something to change. You know what I mean? And maybe that would be what the next season is. But for now, or maybe, you know, she does something that then causes somebody to want revenge on her, whatever.
Well, apparently, I guess the creators talked about it at TCA or something like that that every episode won't necessarily revolve around her revenge, maybe somebody else's. The only thing is when you title something like you title it Revenge, once you've pretty much gotten your revenge, the show seems to be over. So that's my question, is the type of timeline
it's about a society that's a constant thing, I think.
Yeah.
Which I think is
you're making
a comment on, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to get her revenge, but in doing so, she's going to cross a lot of people and probably have people who want to get revenge on her. So exactly. I can kind of see it, like, I just don't know how long you would care about watching that, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
At one point, you know what? Just be like, okay, I'm done with the revenge thing. Yeah.
So far,
you know
what I'm interested in watching it for this season, at least.
Yes, me too. Know what I'm more excited about? Suburgatory. I loved this show.
I didn't love it quite as much as Amory did, but I did really like it.
I think it's because I love Alton from Clueless. Rolling with the homies.
Playing
you guys.
A dad?
Yeah, playing an awesome dad who's clueless and amazing. I don't know, I just thought that the lead was really good, and Cheryl Hines was really good, and Alan Tudyk was really funny. Like, I think that it's really well done, and it fits. I think it's the best show they've had come around in a long time that fits the middle Modern Family gap.
Yeah, I think it could do.
I agree with that.
Pretty well there. It's interesting. It's probably my third favorite comedy of all the new comedies.
Yeah, but you also said Two Broke Girls was your favorite, so I don't believe you.
Well, I keep going back and forth between. Two Broke Girls and New Girl, but
Broke Girls is terrible. Anyway, go ahead.
So terrible.
I'm still stuck on it from last week.
Okay, so
it's horrible.
I didn't laugh a whole lot in the pilot, but I think that what the situation that it sets up an interesting story going forward that I'm interested in following, and I loved, like you said, the father daughter thing.
Yeah.
Was really good, and she is just really good. Sort of like, sort of stands out. Kind of like I'm blanking on her actual name, but the girl from Awkward,
Jenna. I don't know her real name either.
Yeah, the character's name, but kind of stands out and just really works as the character that they've set up.
I'm
definitely looking forward to.
And the thing of it is, like, I don't judge my comedy by how many times I laugh. Like, I love Arrested Development, and I don't laugh. No, that's not what I mean. Like, I don't laugh out loud at everything I watch in Arrested Development, but I think it's hysterically funny, and I don't need to laugh out loud to think that something's really funny, and that's how I am about Suburgatory. Like, I thought it was charming, and it made me smile, and I just felt like I was happy watching it the whole time.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. As long as you're feeling positive about it, that, you know, you may laugh occasionally.
Yeah.
It makes you smile. You're just really engrossed.
You have a positive experience coming away from the show.
Yeah,
I think that's why it fits that hole between the middle and Modern Family, because I think those two shows are probably classified as those type of shows.
Yeah.
So it fits.
Like, there's
well.
Always like something in one of those shows that makes you laugh really much, like really a lot. But it's not like every single show, like episode, is a laugh riot. So it is. It's perfect. And with happy endings, like, I feel like I'm not going to care about much on any other networks besides ABC on Wednesdays, because I really enjoy this lineup.
I'll agree with that. I did have some issues with Suburgatory, but it had more to do with execution. So I think that once they've filmed a couple episodes, that probably will go away for me.
Yeah, yeah. So that's Wednesdays.
All right. So on to Thursdays. That'll start off with the new show Charlie's Angels.
Speaking of shows that are horrible.
As of September 22nd. And that'll be followed by Grey's Anatomy, returning as of September 22nd. And Private Practice will return the following week to close out the night as of September 29th.
Well, for the first time in like 9 years, I don't know how long has Grey's been on? 8? I have no idea. For the first time since Grey's started, since Grey's moved to Thursday, I will be watching nothing on ABC on Thursdays. Because I don't watch Grey's anymore. I'm giving up on it because I don't care. And Charlie's Angels was horrible. Horrible. So I'm not watching that. And Private Practice,
so
no thank you.
Terribly miscast. In every aspect.
In every aspect.
I didn't initially have as big a problem with the casting of Charlie's Angels. I just thought that the execution of it wasn't very good. Just...
I'm sorry, Bosley is not a hot Hispanic man.
that's the type of stuff I'm talking about, though, is some of that is Bosley's not just sort of the help. He's also kicks ass and is, you know, well-trained and all this stuff along with them. I just thought that a lot of – they went – it's not quite as over the top as, say, the movies, you know, were action-wise. Mm-hmm. But they did do – there was just too many times in it where they were – it seemed like they were trying to create
– Are you cops? No, we're angels. Oh my God, it was horrible.
It seemed like they were trying to create
so
a real
–
you know, that it lived in a real – in the real world, except all the – a lot of the stuff that they ended up pulling off or doing, you were just like, that wouldn't happen. That – you know, you can't – it just,
horrible.
Just a bunch of the action was – too over the top for the type of what they were setting up, and it, since it didn't seem like they were going for like a cheesy fun take on it, that looked like they were sort of going for a serious action drama take on it, it just didn't work. I think the cast was okay, but I didn't find problems.
No, they weren't, they're horrible.
I didn't find the problems to be with the cast. I found it to be with the execution, the story, and the writing.
They're bad.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, they cast hot ladies, so people are going to not pay attention to the fact that these hot ladies have no acting skills. It's just bad.
Here's what I'm going to say. I, as you well know, enjoy hot ladies who kick ass. It is one of my things. It's one of the things I look for in TV shows. And alas, this one, just no. So if I don't like a show in which I gave Wonder Woman, not Wonder Woman, sorry. No, you didn't give that a chance. What was the other one? What's her
Bionic
name?
Woman?
Yes. I knew it was a woman. A woman of some sort. I gave Bionic Woman a chance. I gave it a few episodes. This one, I am not ever watching this crap again. Ever. Ever. You could not convince me. I don't care who they get as Charlie. I don't care. I'm not watching it. It's crap.
Yes.
I'm sorry, anybody so, who thinks
it was. There you have it. There you have it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely just poorly executed. I think it'll get a big, decently big opening sampling, but I have a feeling that a lot of people will probably feel similar, and it'll have a big drop-off. And when you're going up against Big Bang Theory, Vampire Diaries, and Community, there's just way, way better stuff on at the same
time. Yes. It sucks. Let's move on.
Okay. So that's enough of that. On to Friday.
Schlockfest.
Fridays will be Extreme Makeover Home Edition as of October 21st, and that'll be followed by Shark Tank and 2020.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
And Saturdays will be college football as of
also don't care about
September 3rd. And that is the ABC. So the question we've sort
I'm
of
looking
on
forward
it.
To Suburgatory. I want Charlie's Angels to fail miserably.
And how about you, Ray?
What are you asking me? What's my favorite? And which, what's
sorry, I answered you, before the question was even raised.
Which one are you looking most forward to seeing more of? And which one are you? We pretty much covered which one you're least.
Obviously, my least is that Drek was talking about. And I'm obviously hesitating for a second because I had to remember what the other ones were. Sorry. I would say, like, the ones out of the gate that I think I will continue to enjoy, Suburgatory. I keep saying that wrong, by the way. But whatever. And one that I'm hoping will be better. I mean, not better. I'm hoping that will be really good and not the crap that Hamry thinks it is Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Like, I really want – like, I'm more interested in Once Upon a Time because I like that setup better. But I think that I will end up enjoying the other probably. I guarantee that I'll enjoy the other more. Sorry.
So there's that.
I cheated
there's
there.
There's our ABC preview. Jason, what about you?
Suburgatory is probably the one I'm most looking forward to seeing more of. But it's – pretty close with, like Ray said, with Once Upon a Time. And then the least...
Man, maybe I should watch it again because it sucked when I first watched it. Everybody seems to like it.
Probably won't be watching a lot of Charlie's Angels. I may see where it goes past the pilot just for informational purposes.
It won't get any better.
Here's a tip, even further downhill.
But I actually would probably watch Man Up would be on the would be the least likely for me to watch any more of.
Okay.
All right, and so a little bit of cable preview, kind of add in a little bit of the cable shows as we go along of things that are starting up. We have whatever season of Doctor Who it is.
Second half of season six.
Yeah, the second half of season six is returning to BBC America as of August 27th. And so Doctor Who is returning. And then...
Love it.
MTV has a new comedy starting up. Death Valley starts...
No interest.
Monday, August 29th.
No interest.
I actually am interested in it a little bit. It looks looks like it may be kind of fun. It looks like it's like Reno 911 mixed with like The Walking Dead, but I'll at least check it out. It looks like it might be fun.
Doctor Who. I'm excited about it. All right. Prime time. There's not really much for me to discuss today, so I'll just start. Alphas, Season 1, Episode 6, Bill and Gary's Excellent Adventure. I don't watch it. I mean, I have them all on DVD. I mean, DVR.
Well, apparently nobody else is watching Alphas, but are you watching Alphas, Ray?
Nope.
At all? So I still wanted to say something about it. The first episode, I was a little... I liked some of the setup of what they did, but I was unsure as to... really where they might be going. But over the last, I guess they're on episode seven, I think, as of last night. The episodes have really, like the last two or three, have really solidified them as they're now a team, where they were sort of just put together, but they've done some interesting episodes. And the one, Bill and Gary's Excellent Adventure, was a lot of fun, that sort of highlighted Bill... the Bill character as him finally going, okay, I'm a part of this team, and not trying to get his old job back. And the next episode sort of added in Gary as solidifying him as being on the team. And I just think that the series has improved and sort of found itself of what it's going to be. And you almost would be better off if you just like never watched the first episode,
right?
Because it has changed significantly. If you almost started with like episode 3, that's really what the show is now. And there's almost some of the stuff that even happened in the first one. While there's a few things that got mentioned that they're still dealing with, some of the things with even like how their abilities work almost seem to have changed a little bit from how they set it up in the pilot. But anyways, I'm enjoying Alphas and I think it's turned into definitely a really good show.
All right. Teen Wolf, Season 1, Episode 12, Codebreaker, Season Finale. I'm 4 episodes behind.
What about you, Ray? Did you you weren't watching this either?
Nope.
Well,
Amory's watching it. She's behind.
Yeah. I won't spoil the ending. I just sort of wanted to mention that Teen Wolf started off with very... It was like it put the show together exactly how you would expect a show. I mean, we talked about it when it started, that it pretty much put this type of show together... exactly how you would expect it to be, with who the love interest parents are and who he is and all this stuff. But about halfway through, that got really interesting in the setup, and the Styles character
is the best.
Became like a favorite. Like he's like a step ahead of like everybody on figuring out different things. And I just wanted to say one thing about the finale is that it's one of the best like season finales I've seen in a while. And it's for something that they set up, like, going into it with their ads and stuff like that, with, you know, like, not everybody makes it out alive, not everybody makes it out human type of stuff. I mean, they really played up this finale, and it's one of the few times where it didn't come away disappointing from how they were saying what's coming. Like, it pays off the season really well. In a way that both gives you some closure for the story of the season, but also launches you into what potential there could still be for, you know, the next season.
Right.
Which was really well done.
Cool. So then we have The Nine Lives of Chloe King, Season 1, Episode 10, Beautiful Day season slash summer slash probable series finale. This one I am 9 episodes behind on.
And Ray, you weren't watching this one either, huh?
Nope.
Did you even try it out? I mean, you have a girl kicking ass.
No, I didn't try it out. Sorry.
Yeah, but this girl kicking ass can't act.
I just didn't have time for this.
Yeah, I actually really liked it. I think it started out rough. I think they figured another show that they figured themselves out in the, you know, a few episodes in. But this one has a really good finale, but it has a really good finale that's supposed to be a halfway through the season finale. Who knows if they're going to pick it up or not? I mean, it may end up being that's all you get. I mean, the only thing I saw is that on the last episode, they actually were advertising it as a summer finale on the network, which was kind of interesting, but who knows what that actually turns out to mean, whether we'll get more. I hope we do, because it leaves so much. I mean, there's probably about 6 or 7 different things that it leaves hanging in the finale, which makes for a good midpoint season finale, but would really suck if they didn't pick the series up for more. But that's sort of how you are when you have something like Teen Wolf that was built to be a 12-episode season, and they did it so that they closed off the season in that if it hadn't done well and didn't get picked up, while there's still more story to tell, there still was a satisfying conclusion to that season. I mean, it was very well balanced. Something like The 9 Lives of Chloe King was totally meant to be the halfway point of a 20-episode season. And so it didn't balance the so it's one of those that I definitely want to see more of. So that's how I'll leave it.
All right. Awkward. Season 1, Episode 4, The Scarlet Eye, and Episode 5, Jenna Lives. You guys, I love this show.
It's really good.
Oh my God, Tia is hysterically funny. Like, when they were like, Tia, and, you know, what does it even stand for? This is awkward. Tia.
This is awkward.
And they show up at the party. I mean, I know that's episode 3, but, and they show up and she's like, oh, Tia. Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
That her in the next episode that's like the Scarlet Eye, where the one like head mean girl is like faking that she has the red eye.
Yeah.
And the other one is trying so hard to point it out and to get proof that she's faking.
Mm-hmm.
The water hose.
Yeah, and ends up spraying.
I love it.
The water hose.
I love it so much.
They do
what
a really good job.
Jenna Lives, the band.
Jenna Lives, the band.
Tribute.
Oh my God. The guy was so creepy. He was awesome.
Why are you following me? This is the boys' bathroom.
Yeah, they did really good with that. And then the counselor is wearing one of the shirts.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. That counselor is amazing.
I love, like, I'm going to have to put you in detention. I couldn't, well, I could, but I'm not going to.
Oh my God. You know? I think she's genius.
The show is just, it's sort of like a come-out-of-nowhere type of show. You know, you didn't really hear anything about it until it started, and then once you, like, watched it, pretty much from the first episode, you're just like, this is really well done.
Yes. I just think it's so smart, and I can't wait to see what happens, and I'm so excited, and, like, that Jake, spoiler alert, kissed her, because I love Jake. Love Jake.
And doesn't?
Who doesn't? Incidentally,
nobody likes the one she likes. What's his name?
Did you know that
he's actually like seems like a nice guy, but I don't want to with her.
Exactly. Did you know that that's Spencer Grammer's sister?
I did not.
Playing Zach's sister, Zach's girlfriend.
Zach's girlfriend.
Zach's girlfriend is a Grammer.
I did not know that.
I learned that. I thought it was interesting.
I knew there was a Grammer on the show, but I didn't take the time to
think about her. What did she call it? Behind
her behind men.
Yes. Behind men.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Again, that was from the party, not the stew, but still.
Oh my God. The party was the kickback. It was so good.
I like it.
I mean, I don't have much to say about it other than I just love it. But I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, I just love it.
But it's also one of those shows that you actually can, like we were just doing here, you just start talking about it and there's stuff that just makes you laugh, just, you know, sort of reliving it
And, exactly.
And it definitely gives a lot of discussion-worthy moments where you just, like, did you see that? And it allows for just, I don't know, it's just so well done. And the title is too perfect. Like,
because it really is awkward. Oh my God, can we talk about the parents for a minute? Because they are one of my favorite. Like, they are absurd, and I love them.
How about when they get high, but then drive them home, and he's doing like 15 miles an hour?
Oh my God, I love it.
She's just like downing like nachos, like over in the
pasture. She's a former Mouseketeer, you guys. So that's why I love her.
What has she been in before, besides the Mouseketeers, that I would know her from?
I really don't know.
Something.
She's from the Mickey Mouse Club.
I recognize her for something. Because I was actually thinking, I can't really believe that she's a mother of, but she's supposed to be young, so.
She's from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Supposed to be like that mother that you can't believe that she's a mother. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yes, agreed. So, there we go. There's awkward. All right, so I just want to talk about some reality for a minute. I know every week I talk about Expedition Impossible, and the only thing I really say is, there's a blind dude! But seriously, for this week's episode, somebody broke their ankle last week, and it's the same team that was with the blind dude, and they came in fourth place. Like, they made it to the finals. They won in a foot race against three New York City cops. A blind dude and a guy with a broken foot. Amazing. So, that's that.
What is this station on? What is this show
on? It's on ABC. It's an ABC Thursday show. And it's really good. And great food truck race. So that's Sunday nights. And I'm really enjoying it. I hate some of the teams, as you know, you're wont to do. But I didn't watch season one.
Yeah, I never watched season one either. And I didn't watch the first episode of this season. But I actually watched the Sunday nights episode. Because it's one of those that I've been wanting to see, like, what they were doing for the competition. And the way they sold stuff in in Salt Lake City makes you want to start a food truck.
I know. Oh, my God. I want to start a food truck really bad.
What would be your food, Amory?
What? What would be my food?
A frozen yogurt truck. Hello?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, it would. Be a self-serve frozen yogurt truck. I don't know how that would work.
You open up the side and side of the thing, and there's yogurt dispensers.
So, anyway, that's that. I'm enjoying it, and I kind of want the Seabirds to win. And they're the vegan team. I just like them. I don't like café con leche. I just don't like them. Anyway, so that's that. And then Ray wanted to talk about the Glee project.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
One, I just have to say that, contrary to my belief, the Glee project has actually made me interested in watching Glee next season.
Ah.
I really didn't think that, no matter who won, I didn't think I would care and I would want to watch it. But now I do. I do like that basically in the end, all four of them were winners. I mean, they didn't all win the same amount of time on the show. Two of them won the 7-episode arc, or two separate 7-episode arcs. And then the other two won 2 episodes apiece. So they all kind of won, which I actually thought was kind of nice, because it's kind of in the spirit of Glee as they try to sell it anyway, not as we really know it to be, but... you know, like the spirit of like trying to make sure that everybody's a winner, whatever.
Right.
Make everybody feel special. Like, I thought it was nice that all four of the top four got a part on the show. The funny thing is, I love Damon. That's Vampire Diaries. I love Damon.
Now she's even thinking about the Vampire Diaries right now.
I'm not convinced he's right for the show.
Well, they're not convinced either. They're like, he's not a good singer, he's not a good actor, and he's not a good dancer, but you root for him.
And it's like, I think that's true. I mean, I think he's actually a better singer than they give him credit for. I think when he doesn't sing well is when he's uncomfortable and he's not, you know what I mean? Like, it's the situation.
Yeah.
And the other times he sings great. So, and I think also the songs they give him sometimes, like, he has a very deep voice, so sometimes it's kind of what they're asking him to sing that I thought was when he didn't sing well. But other than that, he actually sings well. I mean, he's not like somebody like you cover your ears and you're like, no, why is he singing? You don't think right. that, but you just, I felt more like he was uncomfortable in situations, and I'm not sure acting wise. However, if he does get if they bring him in as like an exchange student, which I would hope that they would, because I don't think he can do an American accent. So
yeah.
But if they did bring him in as that, I think he might feel more comfortable in it, because it is actually kind of who he is. So we'll see what they do with him. But I do like him a lot, and he is adorable. He's freaking adorable. And his final performance was adorable as well, because he just went all out. Like, he just had fun. Like, of all the final performances, I didn't think his was necessarily the best. Like, I thought they actually all did well, except for what's-her-face, Lindsay. Not that she did bad. I just wasn't all that interested in her performance, where I was interested in the other three. But of their performances, he was clearly the one having the most fun on the stage. And I liked that, which I think is probably what somewhat won them over. You know what I mean? Like, he went out there and he had fun, and you had fun because he was having fun. So, and you enjoyed the performance because he was having fun, and you could see that. Anyway, I did love their final song as well, but I did have to say that I thought, despite my misgivings about him, I thought that the fact that everybody won, I know others were disappointed. I don't know why you would be. I didn't hate any of those contestants. So at that point, I didn't hate any. I don't love Lindsay, but I didn't hate her.
Right.
So I didn't understand why some people were like all upset that there were multiple winners. I was just like, really? I think it's kind of nice that everybody wins something. That we don't have to feel like, oh, that kind of sucks for those kids who are trying to make it in the. You know, like, they all get a chance. Like, they're all trying to succeed in Hollywood, whatever. Whether I think that Glee is their best bet is a different question, but I think it's nice that they all get it, whatever. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather see them as guests than a lot of the other people they bring as guests. So any random person off the street, I'd rather see people I've already invested some time getting to know. So whatever. Which is why I guess the show works, because it obviously got me reinterested in. Not, I would have watched anyway, but. I'm a lot more interested in season three than I was previously.
All right. So you wanted to talk about flipping out, too.
I really just listed it as something I could talk about. I know neither of you watch it, so.
I don't watch it. Care.
There's this woman on the show, which I posed this question to Twitter last week after the show aired, which is, it airs on Tuesday nights. Jeff Lewis is the designer, okay? And Jenny is his assistant, and this Stacy is one of his clients, and Stacy for some reason has decided that she hates Jenny, or at least for the show she hates Jenny. Like, and she says things like, you know, she'll be picking on or whatever Jenny's wearing that day, and Jenny will say, so it's, you're saying it's not working for you, and she'll say something like, no, it's not working for you. Like, she's just kind of nasty to her. And I don't know if it's like a shtick for the show, because I'm going to tell you right now, the woman is not like some knockout beautiful woman. She's not like stylish. Like, even if she wasn't beautiful, at least maybe, you know, if she had like a real sense of style that when you saw her, you were like, okay, I get why she's critiquing her clothes. You know what I mean? No. Mm-hmm. Like, when we see her, she's not wearing anything great. This week she wore like some crazy wig, some crazy blonde wig. But I was just like, are you serious with this woman? Like, is it just a shtick for the show? I don't know, but she's so mean. This week they finally called her out on it, but. So I'm just posing that question to everybody out there who actually watches. Do you think it's real? Do you think that's what she's really like? Or do you think she's just doing it to add drama to the show? Not, they've got plenty of drama going on with, they keep firing everybody on the show, so they don't really need her for the drama, but they do keep, she does keep showing up and hating on Jenny.
Intrigue.
Also, she talks about how she has to give her husband blowjobs in order to get him to pay for the renovation. And it gets to the point where even like everybody on the show is just like, all right, this is uncomfortable. Can we move on now?
Speaking of which.
All right, so that's it for us today.
Well, quickly, going back to Awkward. Okay,
that's
you asked,
not it for us today.
You asked what you'd seen the mother in before. Either of you watched North Shore?
No.
Yep, I did watch North Shore.
She was in
there.
That.
You have it.
I'd have to look at a picture of her in it, but okay.
She played like the blonde friend of Christopher Palaha.
Yeah, Janelle.
Well, I don't even know what North Shore is about. Hawaii, I'd imagine.
It was like a spinoff. It wasn't a spinoff of OC, but the sister was in it.
Yeah, Amanda Rigetti was in it, and Jason Momoa was in it.
She was in it as her character.
Oh, Paul Droga.
There was a lot of people actually in that show that it only lasted 20-something episodes, but it was just, you know, a soapy
and I enjoyed it.
Drama
for the record.
Set in a hotel business.
It was like a soapy ton of drama. It wasn't.
Anyway, I don't care about it. So, God. That's it for us today, for real.
So
you know where to find us, tvtimes3.com. Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for Psych to come back. We're on iTunes. We're on some other thing. We're everywhere you can imagine you can find us. And
yeah, that other
we're on
thing
the
is
Twitter.
Stitcher. You can find us on Stitcher.
I never remember. It's on Stitcher. And then that's about it. Our music, when it wasn't provided by my one song, Primetime, is provided today by IODA PromoNet. This song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records. That's it for us today. I got to figure out if I can use my air conditioner or not.
Can you call them?
I was on the podcast. I wasn't going to call them.
Couldn't you have just put us on hold and called them? No, I meant
you're usually multitasking. What?
Did you call them before the podcast?
No, I did not. Because I got home at 5:27. So anyway, there you go.
I would have put AC above us.
Anywho.
Priority.
This is why I am from the internet and not a website.
Ray from the internet. Okay, people.
All right.
Bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
Right.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
In the first,
how did I not know it was Jen's birthday?
Jen.
Susie Q Jenny?
I didn't think it was today, was it?
It's on my Facebook.
Oh.
Well, that's how
Sorry.
You would know.
The sidetracked. I thought she was taking the day off when it was her birthday, and I didn't think she took the day off, so.
Maybe she has the wrong birthday listed for herself on Facebook?
To keep it super secret by misdirecting people.
The audience probably really cares about this information.
They do. Sorry. Anyway.
Ah, that's what Susie editing's
does.
For. Okay.
I'm going to write, wait, shut up. Is it your birthday?
And
worth noting, I am Doctor Who. Remember how I was talking about I miss Jen's birthday because I thought it was today? Well, when I was on Facebook, the only reason I said, oh, it's Jen's birthday is because it appeared under today's birthdays. So I clicked on it, and it took me to her page. But nobody had said happy birthday, so I didn't say happy birthday. So I went back to my homepage, and her name was no longer there, so I went on Twitter, and I said, wait, shut up. Is it your birthday? And she said, no, my birthday's tomorrow. Facebook time-traveled with me to the future. We saw that it was Jen's birthday tomorrow, and then we returned to the present.
Speaking of returning.